Blog Talk Radio.
And now our Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Jansen.
This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Line, and we come to be with you this morning to join together in unity, where we give God praise and we make our request known unto Him. He said, ask and it shall be given, and we do that. And He said, whatsoever things ye ask for, to believe in Him, shall receive them. If there are any two of you who shall come together, join together, touching anything that you shall ask, it shall be done unto you of the Father. And we just come to Him, praising Him and asking Him for His approval, for His blessings upon this line. God has been so multitudinously good to every person on this line. I mean, it's been so incredible what the Lord has done for you and for me. I mean, I want to thank you for coming from every area code, from every economic strata, from every church affiliation, every church denomination. Oh, my God. God is so ultra awesome. We just praise God for you, for every person on this line. Thank you for coming and we do reverence the Lord. Amen. Yeah, my. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, what a wonderful privilege. It is to come before you. You never sleep nor slumber, so we know you're here. We come to praise you. And you inhabit the praises of your people. Now, Lord, this morning, we want to just present the prayer line to you. Ask that you take the devil's hands off of it, if there be any hands on it. And God, I pray that you put your hands completely on it. Let the blood of Jesus cover this prayer line. Let it cover it so that if any enemy is trying to touch it, that the blood of Jesus will get on them. Get in their eyes, Lord. Get in their ears. Get in their mouth. Get in their breath. Any enemy of the blood of Jesus, God, let it cover this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you've done. And thank you for reversing curses and for everything that you've done. Bless the people everywhere. And I appreciate it, God, everything that you're going to do and everything that you're doing right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the youth prayer line last night and for the blog line. Oh, God. Thank you for such prayer going up. Yes, on that blog line. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we love you. We praise you. We love the people. God, bless these people. Help them in Jesus' name. Look on those who are less fortunate. Anybody who's going through a storm now, deliver them. Mm-hmm. We know you're able, Lord, for you delivered the three Hebrew boys out of the storm. And then you left the word here in the New Testament that you're not a respecter of persons. What you did for them means that you would do it for us. So deliver us deliver every person out of any storm. In Jesus' name we pray. We bless your holy name today, and we seek to do what you want us to do. Amen. Thank you for all things. Help us not to be, and the people not to be, judgmental. Amen. And God, bless us, we praise you. Thank God. I want every person on here to get ready to give God praise. If you realize that he's been good to you, and if you can realize one thing that he did for you, if it's just that he woke you up, they've been doing that for years, realizing that. I just want to challenge you to go a little further. Realize some other things that he's done for you. That you're able to move right now because God said so. That you're able to breathe and to hear me right now because the Lord said so. And many other things that I can mention. But once you, if you got a praise for him, get ready to give it to him. Good morning to everybody on this line. Are y'all awake here? Good morning.
Good morning
to you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Y'all are kind of sleeping on me this morning. Wake up in the name of Jesus. We're getting ready to praise the Lord. We're getting ready to speak to the Lord. Amen. He kept you all night long. And y'all are such wonderful people. I know that you wouldn't do it like that. You would speak to him. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good
morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. I thought about doing something. I don't really believe it's anything wrong with it. But I want to challenge y'all. I challenged my mother one time and said, Mom, I want to challenge you. She said, what is it? I said, whoever can go to sleep first. All right. I said, on the mark, it said, she said, she was asleep already. And then woke up and said, did I win? I want to challenge y'all this morning. I want to challenge y'all to see who can really, two things, who can praise God first and who can praise God the most. You might say, with the jubilant praise, amen. I know mine is jubilant, and I wonder if y'all can realize that he's been so good to you. You want to have a jubilant praise for him. Amen. Amen. When I say praise check, that's the beginning right there. Let God see that you're awake and you're praising him. Amen. Don't let arrogance get you. Don't let it get you. Don't let the enemy hold you back. Don't let it hold you back. But I want to just see, amen, who's got the most jubilant praise, and I want to see who can get in there first and praise the Lord first. And I don't want to hold it up right any longer. Come on, praise check.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, everybody. I don't know who that was. Who was that?
Thank you, Jesus.
Who was that giving that jubilant praise like that? Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, and you were saying hallelujah. Amen. I thought the first one to praise him was Ambassador Farshi. Amen. I don't know. The most jubilant, who was that? I want you to identify yourself. I loved it. I know God loved it much more. So who was it? All right. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to just thank God. I don't know if Ambassador Stern is on here today. Man, I was trying a new format. On Mondays, I had the health tips. I believe it's helped a lot of people, blessed a lot of people. And on Tuesday, I just opened up the Wisdom Seminar on Tuesday. And today, Wednesday, I normally hear from Ambassador Stern. This is a woman with so much wisdom. She's our mother to the nation. Amen. Mother Johnson is pleased, amen, with Mother Stern. Amen. Mother Patricia Stern. Amen. So I don't know if she wants me to go on this morning. They just put away her mother, Pastor Stern, Gary Stern's mother. And I don't know how she would feel this morning. Let me just carry on this morning. We'll get her next week. Amen. Where the Lord can use her in a glorious way. All right. The Lord bless you and keep you. Just want to say a few words to you this morning. I'm going to bring that message on Friday, if the Lord says the same, about how to make it through a financial storm. For everybody who is going through one now, if you're not going through one now, be assured that a storm may be on its way. But you need to hear this message, not because I'm preaching it, but because God gave it. Amen. I was minding my own business when the Lord gave me this message. And you can see the hand touching God on it, because the way he comes at it is a way that I would never, and I don't know if anybody would ever approach it like this. It's so different. Amen. But I want to talk about on Friday. Hold on just a minute. Let me talk to the Lord just a minute. All right, I want to bring it on Friday, how to make it through a financial storm. So if you have any problems like that, you want to hear this message, because the Lord gave it to me and he sent it to you. Amen. It will be a blessing to you. Today, I'm just going to let you all, you haven't been able to do it all week on the prayer line here, but I want you all to inspire some people. There's some people perhaps all in Africa and India, everywhere, who you have become their church. And I want you to inspire them. What did the Lord do for you? Amen. Many of those people in India, in Africa, countries like that, they have that such energy, and not only energy, but they have that wonderful inspiration sent by God. They'll walk miles and miles just to hear the gospel and to be in church. Amen. We are so spoiled in America. All we have to do is pick up the phone and stay on the all-night prayer. I got ambassadors and others who pick up the phone and stay on the all-night prayer line. Thank God for you and many others who do that because they realize how good God has been to them. Amen. So I want you to inspire some of these people who are in foreign countries. Please, please. They're waiting to hear. I want to have some praise reports. Tell what God did for you. You told it once, tell it again. Sometimes it's like the Bible. You can read a passage, a scripture in the Bible, and it gives you a certain meaning. But it's the second and third time that you read it where you get a new revelation. And these praise reports that really talk about the Lord, many times it's the second or third time that people hear it, where they really are inspired to a new level, Amen. So let me get somebody today, my voice, somebody who will rest me up just for a little bit. Anybody, any volunteer? I got a lot of volunteers if I can get them to hear me. If y'all hear me, one of you volunteers, one of you ambassadors, or you don't have to be somebody who loves the Lord. Volunteer, jump in there and get the praise report for me today. Would you, the line is open? If not, I'll do it.
Good morning.
The line is open to you. Anyone?
Good morning. This is Sister Ernestine Riley, area code 77.
Wait a minute, this is Sister Ernestine Riley?
Yes.
Don't make me shout around this office here.
Okay.
Amen, Sister Riley. God bless you.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to release the light in your hand.
Okay.
Get your praise report and get those other praise reports. Would you do that, please? Thank
you. Approximately how many?
Mm-hmm. Oh, get about 6 or 7.
Okay. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Good morning to everyone that's on the prayer line this morning. I thank God for waking me up this morning. I thank God for waking me up with new mercies this morning. I just want to give my brief testimony, a praise report, and I want you all to just follow after me and give those praise reports. I just want to say how good God is and how faithful God is. I thank God for his mercy. On Saturday morning, on last Friday, I was feeling really good when I went to bed. I had no complaints. But when I woke up on Saturday morning, my hand, I could not stretch my right hand out. My hand drooped down. And I was, it was hurting and it was numb, too, at the same time.
Mm.
So, you know, things started running through your mind. But I wouldn't allow that. I said, no, the devil is a lie. I am not having a stroke. That is out.
Oh, you know what heaven said the same thing. You would not have a stroke.
I am not. I kept praying. I started massaging my hand. I kept moving it, but I had to move it with my left hand. And the pain was running from my wrist up to my elbow. And then it got, like, really, really sore. But I kept massaging my hand. I kept moving it up and down. I couldn't pick up anything. You know how they have the pencil grip where you can just pick up things with your thumb and your finger? I could not do that. Yes, I could not do that. But I kept saying, the devil is a liar. I believe God. I kept praying. And I put a wrist brace on. And I kept doing the same exercises with my hand. Kept doing the same exercises with my right hand. Because I say, Lord, I said, now, I need to drive to get around to do the things that I need to do. I was just talking with the Lord, talking with the Lord. And I said, Lord, I need my hand. I said, now, you bless me with a car. And I can't drive my car because I'm not left-handed if you don't give me the strength back in my hand. I said, plus I'm right-handed. I have so many things to do. And, I mean, I just talked to God that way, just as I'm saying now. I didn't have any great words because I knew he understood me.
Mm-hmm.
So Saturday, I did the same thing, and I put the wrist brace on. Sunday, I did the same thing, and I did request prayer. Okay. Yesterday, when I got up, my hand, you know, I could feel the difference. It was steady improving on Sunday. It got a little bit better, like on Sunday night, but that still wasn't enough. I started speaking to my hand. I said, my hand is restored whole. My hand is restored as it was before. I kept the wrist brace on, but I kept saying, I talked to my hand, so my hand is restored as it was before. My hand is restored to the way it was before. And I tell you, you know what? Yesterday, I was able to pull that wrist brace off. I was able to pick up my glass, different things that I couldn't pick up because I had gotten so I couldn't even pick up a glass of water. And I requested prayer, but I didn't say for what. I said, I just need prayer for my health. I thank God today. You know what? I put it on last night, but I don't think I really needed to put it on. But I say to you, I'm picking up everything and doing as I said, and I drove my car on yesterday. So God is good. God is faithful because
Amen.
He gave me his word. I yes on his word. I say, God, you said that with your stripes I am healed. I quoted the scriptures. And then I said, Jesus said that healing was the children's bread. I thank God.
And let me just ask the people, you can't let the Lord do a miracle and the saints of God sit there like he ain't done nothing. That's wrong. That's doing God wrong.
Amen.
Open your mouth and praise him, as this woman gave you a phenomenal testimony about what God did, not what she did, but what the Lord did. And I'm calling you to it, saints. Let's praise him and thank God for what he did. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Open your mouth and praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for that praise report coming from Sister Lucia. We thank God because we were praying for your auntie. I think I call her Auntie Earlene, and I think I'm calling the same thing as you. Isn't that one name, Auntie Earlene?
And yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank God. We were praying for her. Thank you. Is there another praise report? I'm sorry? Is there another praise report this time?
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Digby, area code 708. I thank and praise the Lord, giving honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, to Missionary Riley, and to all of the saints on the land and to everyone. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank the Lord for touching Sister Ernestine because she is really a worker. I thank God. Sometimes people want to be healed, but they just want to be healed. But Sister Ernestine is a worker, and she needs her hands, and she needs her body. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for how he blessed us. This weekend we had so many things going on, but on Sunday we had our pastor's anniversary, and it was just a beautiful anniversary. We just had a good time. I want to say I got to church for Sunday school, and we were there all day, and I thank and praise God for that. I want to say they have different types of food every year, and this year they had Chicago style. And then they had the pizza, the Italian beef. It was just beautiful. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank the Lord how he blessed me on Saturday to go to this young lady from her mother belongs to our church, and she bought herself a little townhouse, a young lady that just finished college and bought herself and went to work, and I think she's working like maybe a couple of years, and she bought her a townhouse. And I just enjoyed. I got a chance to see so many people that I have known down through the years, and we just had a wonderful time. And I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. I thank him for what he is in my life. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank him for this prayer line, because Sister Riley and Sister Garnett, Sister Lily Garnett and Sister Riley told me about the prayer line. And I thank him for it, and it's been such a blessing to me. I thank the Lord. You know, so many times when Dr. Johnson says, ask God to shake the trunk tree, sometimes I don't get something in the mail, but God bless what I have to be enough and to share. And I love sharing, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. The Lord is good, and he's worthy to be praised.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you. Thank the Lord for that praise report coming from Sister Digby. And as I say, I have to remember to call her Mother Digby because I've been knowing her so many years. But a beautiful person in the Lord, and we just thank God. She's just so mild. I said she never gets upset over anything. So I've been knowing her many, many, when I say many, 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 many years. And she's a great example to us, you know. And the Bible tells us a monster person, man, you know. Well, anyway, I won't go into all that. But we just thank God because the end of that man is peace, you know, that right man and holy man and the one that lives according to God's holy word. I won't talk on it, but I just thank God for Sister Digby and her being an example to us because when I first met her, I was a young woman at that time. But she has always been a beautiful example to us. Her. I want to know if there's another one that have a praise report because if you don't have one, I have another one.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is there another praise report?
I'm going to try an excellent ambassador to the First Fruit Prayer Line, Dr. Betty. This is Dr. Macy. I have a praise report this morning.
Thank God.
My niece was on her way to work yesterday and had a bad automobile. Talking about a bad automobile accident that totaled the car. But thank God she only just got bruised up. She's not broken up, and that should have been what you might call a non-return. But God blessed her, and I'm asking prayer for her this morning. Her name is Felicia Johnson. God blessed her on yesterday, home this morning, but having some difficult, but she don't have a broken bone nowhere.
Thank
God. Thank God for Jesus in our lives.
Thank you.
I believe, Ambassador Lacey, I believe that the Lord gave her mercy because of you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. It was a bad automobile accident.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But God blessed her.
Thank you.
Lord, have mercy. Thank you. Go ahead, Sister Riley. Get them out. Maybe one, two
okay.
more.
We thank you, Lord, for that praise report coming from Dr. Lacey. We thank you, God, so much for sparing your niece. We thank God for the good news. We thank God, because I always tell people that the angel of the Lord encamp around about us and keeps us. And I thank God for that. But anyway, is there another praise report?
Good morning. This is Lily Garnett, area code 773. I thank God for First Fruit Print Line. I thank God for Chief Ambassador Johnson. I thank God for all the many blessings he has restored upon my soul. I just praise and thank God because I know God, he is a consolator, and he will consolate me. I've been in my house over my home over 40 years, and my insurance went up on my my homeowner's insurance went up because I pay all of it. I was here long enough to pay for. I paid for my home, and then I refinanced it. So I do have a mortgage, and I was worried about my mortgage going up because I am, like they say, on fixed income. Just perhaps I shouldn't use that. I know God will supply all our needs according to His riches and glory. And I was thinking, oh God, I said, how in the world? I said, now my insurance, I said, my notes is going to go up even more. But thank God I got a letter in the mail yesterday. My notes went down $3. And I said, I thank God. That means a lot. And I said, you know what? God has already fixed it out. Why fix it? Are we trying to work it out? He has already worked it out. And I know that sometimes we worry about the wrong thing. But I'm praying that God give me more faith. Because faith without works is dead. And that's a praise report for me. Because God is, he just supplies all of my needs. And I thank God. That was just not so. I couldn't believe it. I said, thank you, God, for what he has done. And God just shows up himself all the time. Thank God for Sister Riley. Sister Riley, she's a great encourager also. And she's a prayer warrior. Thank God for Sister Riley. Thank God for Mother Judy and Sister Geraldine. God bless you all.
Now, who is this speaking right now? I want to get that.
Sister Lily Garnett.
Lily Garnett. All right. Thank you.
Thank God for that praise report coming from Sister Lily Garnett. I thank God. I've also known her, Dr. Johnson, down through the years, all of us. She's a wonderful person in the Lord. We thank God because she's one of the ones that work with me, and I thank God for that. And I just want to give another praise report. If there's nobody else, I can tell you what happened to me.
Come on here and straighten up for Mama right quick. Your brother didn't clean up.
Mr. Lucio, you're all over the world. Mute your line. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to thank God for what God did on yesterday. Yesterday, I requested prayer for my daughter-in-law, Alicia, and I was going out to the hospital to see her, and I was preparing some food, and I had turned the burner down on the stove just to keep it warm. And I had my ceiling fan going at the same time. And when I had my granddaughter I had her doing something as far as I prepared the food. And she says, Grandmother, do you want the burner to stay on? So I said, no, turn it off. But what happened was she didn't realize that the burner was not off and that the ceiling fan had blown the burner off. And I had left the house. And my husband came in. And because we had the windows open and because we had the ceiling fan going, my husband said when he walked in the house was just, full of gas. The gas had built up in there. Mm-hmm. But I thank God because, you know what, we could have turned on a light. We could have turned on anything. They tell you once the gas builds up, you can't have anything like that. So we thank God that God, first of all, spared us and spared our home. And I just thank God for doing that.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much.
This is Mother Digby. I want to come back again because I want to thank God for how God has blessed us with a two-day revival. And Sister Garnett brought the message last night. We just talked about the Holy Ghost. She talked about the Holy Ghost and how we just had so many people on the altar and so many people were out to church. And sometimes when we have a revival, the seekers don't come. But I want to say last night they were there and we just traveled with them like old times. And I want to thank the Lord for that because I had been desiring a revival and the Lord is sending us a revival.
Beautiful. Now, let me ask you, now, that was Sister Lily or Sister Geraldine?
Sister Lily.
Sister Lily, you were really growing. Amen. You read the revival, had people on the altar everywhere seeking the Holy Ghost. That reminds me of Mother Edna Johnson. My God, she didn't run revivals in 94, 93, and people everywhere would be on the altar seeking the Holy Ghost. She talked about the Holy Ghost. And then,
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, right. Pastor called a revival, two-night revival, and he had asked me to be one of the speakers along with another young lady on last night.
I want to hear that message about the Holy Ghost. Reminds me of my mother. Amen. I tried, invited somebody else on Thursday, but they declined. I want to see if you can be our special guest on Thursday. Amen.
But tomorrow?
Can you bring that message on Thursday? I want to hear it.
Tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am. Tomorrow.
Okay, I will.
All right, God bless you.
Okay,
thank you. You know, God always has a ram in the bush. Amen. The liar. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. And God always can bring it out. Amen. Just before I move here, Sister Ambassador Frierson, are you on the line? If so, tell us about next Wednesday night. Would you please? Are you there? I don't know. All right. Maybe she'll join us a little later. All right, Ambassador Hagen, are you on the line this morning? Amen. If you are, come off the mute here and let us know that you're there.
And praise the Lord. Yes, sir. I'm still here.
What is it about Bishop Hagen? How is he coming along? Praise
God is good and God is faithful. He is by faith, he is healed. By faith, he is healed. And we are praising God every step of the way, every step of the journey, and we want to thank God for you and all of the First Fruits family who've been holding him up in prayer, and me as well. We feel the saturation of the prayer, and God is doing some incredible things, and this journey is certainly for the glory of God, and I want to thank you all. He's doing real, real good by the grace of God. Thank you so much.
I heard he came home and preached and just tore up the church. I heard that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He, you know, since this journey that he's been on, he has never stopped at any instance. He's been pressing on, pressing forward. And on Sunday, the Lord just used him in a great way. And then on Friday night, he had preached so, Lord of mercy, we had to go tap him on the shoulder, sort of, you know, bring him down because we know of where we are right now in the journey, and we just did not want, you know, the enemy to get any type of a hedge there. But God is so good. There are times that he just loses himself in the power of God, and I'm telling you, the Lord is really using it. It's like a whole nother level of anointing has tapped in for what the enemy meant for bad, how God has turned this around. But yet, for the glory of God, the doctors, it's baffled them. They cannot understand, you know, why or what, because they know what they saw, and it's baffling them. And so for them to arrive at what you might say their conclusion, then they had ordered for a specific time to verify what's going on. But we know God is good. And Bishop says he trusts the Lord, and whatever God is up to in this season, you know, that's what he's for. And when you had come back in April for that, on the 15th for that family and friends service, when you had come, the very first thing you did, the Lord allowed you to go to where he was. And it was a choice, wait later or go now. And the Lord laid on your heart to go now, right then. And you obeyed the Lord, and when you did, Bishop said he received a prayer at that moment when you prayed for him and spoke healing in his life. He received it, and he believed that it was already done. Amen. So we give God the praise, and it's just this journey that we're on, but it's all for the glory of God, and we want to thank all of you for your prayers, especially you, Chief. And it's a done deal. It's a done deal. Thank you so much. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And we're praying for you, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
God will give you the strength and the
peace.
Thank you. Oh, my God, sister down there in Texas, Ambassador Johnson down there, amen, she is taking care of Brother Benny, and y'all are exchange numbers, amen. How God is blessing Brother Benny, and how God is blessing Bishop, my God. I want to just thank God. I want Sister Ernestine Riley, Ambassador, I want you to know that we're praying for Alicia. I haven't stopped praying for her.
Thank you.
I'm praying for her. And Mother Stokes, if you're on the line, I want you to know that we're praying for Bridget. Amen, that Bridget will be all right. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God knows that prayer will change things. We'll go to God in prayer. I am praying for Jeremiah. I am praying for him. And I'm praying for many others. You have your son, your daughter on the prayer list. I'm praying for our granddaughter, Bria. Amen. I'm praying for Dr. Betty. Amen. For her back, that God would touch her. I believe he has by now. She's feeling better. And so many others that are on my prayer list. Brother Peterson, I haven't forgotten about you. No. Don't ever think that. Don't let the enemy tell you that. Brother Peterson, we are praying for you.
Amen.
You are precious, precious lady. Thank you. And even for the ones who seem to be trying to come against us. Amen. And anyway, I'm still praying for you. God told me this. I read it for myself. My mother told me before I read it. She said, son, love your enemies. Amen. And she said, and do good to those who despitefully use you. I had that done. Yeah. And I remembered her words, love your enemies. I went to Matthew 5th chapter and read it myself. Love your enemies and do good to those who despitefully use you. Amen. And that's what I'm trying to do. So I want to give you all that advice. Love your enemies and do good to those who despitefully use you. Go to Matthew. Read.
Ambassador Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is
good morning.
Ambassador Charlotte Gray. I want you to know I am praying for you. It's one of my favorite scriptures, and it's Psalms 37, people that don't understand you and think that you don't understand them, think that you forget about them. I am praying for you and Lady Betty.
Thank you.
You came to Kansas City with a major challenge on your hands. So I want you to know that you are loved, both of you together.
Thank you so much.
You too have not been forgotten.
Yeah,
and you have been misused and mistreated and misunderstood. And we do love you. I listened to you Friday play that saxophone and saw you. Personally, I could not stay because I had to get to work. But I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you.
Love you too.
God bless you.
God bless you. That ministered to me, Sister Sean. Man, you're the one. Yeah, you. You are the one who remembers my messages, I believe, more than anybody else. And then for years, you've been remembering my message, rejection is for your protection.
Because it changed my life. It changed my life. It did. I took that to heart, and people do misunderstand you because it is hard to walk in those shoes. It is hard. And this line is, it is a blessing. First fruit, it is a blessing. Because you do have to receive that. You do have to receive that in the spiritual mindset.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't care what they say. They cannot receive that.
Thank you,
Jesus. I love you. I love you, Lady Betty. Stay in there, girl. I love you. Wonderful.
Amen.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Natural Ambassador Johnson, this is Dr. Lacey.
Yes,
I believe that I've known you longer than probably anybody on this prayer line.
Probably so.
Oh, no. I tell you, God is good.
Yes, he is.
and his mercy endures forever. I've paid attention to what people said and what people done to me since I've been on this prayer line. I tell you, I would have been a bug on the roof. But you know one thing? I keep moving on. And to be a leader,